you. You sang very nicely. Ram, can you sing Jai Radha Madhava? Darshina, please. Nothing?
Thank you.
Krishnaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shrivadi Vashtatana Vishakhari. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So how is everybody doing? How is your eye? Better today? Good to see you. And everybody is well fed. Everybody is well rested. Everybody is enjoying your retreat. Very good. And you are not fighting with each other? Hare Krishna. So, yesterday evening we did the first verse of the Shikshashtakam. How many verses Shikshashtakam has?
8.
Very good. And how many of you remember how many points, how many effects of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described? How many of you remember that? Please raise your hand. So few. 7? Now how many of you remember? So how many of you remember what are those 7? Is this a tough one? Yes, very good. You remember all the 7? Okay, do you remember the first one? Do you remember the first one? What does it do? Yeah, cleansing of the heart. Yeah, very good. What's the second effect? Huh? Are you all being very humble? Okay, second effect? Yeah, extinguishes the forest fire of material existence. Very good. What is the third effect? It's getting tougher, yeah? Third effect? Okay. So I will leave it up to you to read carefully. The first of listen carefully, read carefully, memorize it, so that next time I ask you, you can answer all the questions. All right? We are here to have fun or to learn something? Both, right? So, these classes, do you feel these classes are important?
Yes.
Okay. So, this class is actually very important. In this way, we actually make spiritual progress. By learning. Hare Krishna, you are late for the class. So the class is supposed to start at what time?
9.
The class is supposed to start at? Yeah, 9 o'clock. What's the time now?
9:17.
So tomorrow everybody will be in the class at what time?
9:00.
Most of you are students, right? When you go to your class, when do you go to your class? 15 minutes after or 5 minutes before? So will you follow the same standard here? That's very good. So should you go on to the second verse today? So the second verse is describing what the holy name is. First verse describes the effect of the holy name or what the holy name of Krishna does. And the second verse is giving us the description of what this holy name is and how should one chant the holy name. It goes like Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nijasharva Shakti Tatrarpita Niyamitas Maranena Kala Etat Rishi Tabakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Mitrisham Ihajanina. Should you like to repeat after me? Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nijasarva Shakti Tatrarpita Niyamitas Maranena Kala Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi. Durdaiva Mitrisham Iha Janina Anuraga. Would you like to memorize this verse? How many of you think it's a good idea to try to memorize the verse? See, the principle of memorizing, the first principle of memorizing is repetition. You repeat. By repeating, it sticks to your memory. So I will say it and you repeat it three times. I'll say it once, you do it three times. Nam Nam Akari.
Nam Nam Akari.
Got it? There you are. Bahudha Nam Nam Akari Bahudha
Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nam Nam Akari Bahudha
Nija Sarva Shakti
Nija Sarva Shakti Nija Sarva Shakti Nija Sarva Shakti.
Say it again.
Nijasarva Shakti.
Okay, very good. See? Okay, should we do the whole line? Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nijasarva Shakti.
Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nijasarva Shakti.
Tatrarpita niyamita.
Tatrarpita niyamita. Tatrarpita niyamita. Tatrarpita niyamita.
Smaranena kala.
Smaranena kala. Smaranena kala. Smaranena kala.
Tatrarpita niyamita. Smaranena kala.
Tatrapita niyamita smaranena kala. Tatrapita niyamita smaranena kala. Tatrapita niyamita smaranena kala.
Etadrishi tava kripa.
Etadrishi tava kripa. Etadrishi tava kripa. Etadrishi tava kripa.
Bhagavan mamapi. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi.
Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi.
Durdaiva mitrisham.
Durdaiva mitrisham.
Janinanuragah Durdaiva Mitrisham Miha Janinanuragah
Durdaiva Mitrisham Miha Janinanuragah.
So haven't you almost got it? Okay, then the next principle is try to remember the first word of each line. So what is the first word of the first line? Okay, now when you get the naam naam, does the rest of the line come to your mind? Don't look at them. Okay, naam naam, what comes next? Akari, Bahudha, Nija Sarva Shakti. So you got it? Naam naam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti. There was the first word of the second line. Tatrarpita niyamit. As soon as you get tatrarpita, do you get the rest of the line? Tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha. Was the first word of the third line? Very good. Do you get the rest of the line? Try. You got, say it loud, out loud. Etadrishi. Then how many of you remember the rest of the line? Tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Like the whole line is, Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Then what's the first word of the fourth line? Durdaivam idrisham ihajani nanuraga. So it's just, you know, like it's a matter of just practice. Applying the principle. The first principle is, the best thing is the first you understand the meaning of the words. That's the first thing. You get the understanding, and then next is repetition. The third is try to remember each word, the first word of each line. Once you get the first word, then you'll see it will flow. It will just, memory is like one leading to the other. That's how you memorize. And then the fourth is, the fourth point will be, write it down in a piece of paper and try to repeat it from time to time. Try to check it out. If you get stuck, pull out the paper and look at it. So in this way, through some practice, you'll be able to memorize it. Memory, human memory is very sharp. You see, the tape recorder has been manufactured, tape recorder has been made in replication of human memory. The tape recorder listens to it once and memorizes it. So can you imagine how effective human memory can be? The human memory can be like a tape recorder. The early days, the Brahmanas, the memory was so sharp that they would just hear once and memorize it. It was just like a tape recorder. They used to just hear it and memorize it. So should we try to cultivate this faculty that Krishna has endowed us with? Yes. So, naam naam akari bahudha, manifesting yourself in various names, my Lord. You have imposed nija sarva shakti, your total energy. Nija means one's own, Krishna's own. Whose name is this? Naam. Naam means simple, yeah? It's difficult, not difficult to understand the meaning of the word naam. Naam means name. We can see that English actually came from Sanskrit also. English originally mainly came from Latin, and Latin came from Sanskrit. The Latin word for name is nom, right? Italian is very close to Latin, and it is name. Nome. That's Italian. I'm saying English is name. And it came from nam. Nam. Bohudha. You have, my Lord, you have many, many names. Do you know how many names Krishna has? Unlimited. And what are Krishna's names signify? What do they signify? Krishna's names actually signify Krishna's qualities and Krishna's pastimes. Can you think of one name of Krishna? Preeti? Madhusudana. Very good. Madhusudana. Sudana means Madhu. Is what is Madhu? Do you know? Madhu? Madhu is sweet, but here Madhu is a demon. There was a demon called Madhu, and Krishna killed that demon Madhu. Therefore, Krishna is the killer of Madhu. So Madhusudana means Krishna, the killer of Madhu. Anybody else from this side? Just think of one name of Krishna. Yes? Ranchor, very good. Ran means what? Do you know? Ran means battlefield. And Chor means? Ran away. So Krishna ran away from the battlefield. Therefore, another name of Krishna is Ranchor. Every name that you can think of Krishna signify some quality or pastimes of Krishna. To begin with, what is the meaning of the word Krishna? All attractive. Now, don't you want to become attracted to somebody? This attraction, this name of Krishna is very, very important. Are very significant. You know why? Because attraction and love are interrelated. Don't we love something or somebody that we are attracted to? Do we love something that we are repulsed to? If something is repulsive, do we love that object? No. We love something that is attractive. And our relationship with Krishna is of love. Therefore, this name is so important, Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. Krishna attracts everybody in all respects. It's only a matter of becoming exposed to Krishna. Krishna has many names. But Prabhupada pointed out that all the names of Krishna, this Krishna is most important. Why? Because this name signifies that he is all attractive. He has many other names. He is all powerful. Like in Latin, this attribute of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been also accepted or described. Through the word. That's also a name of Krishna, name of God. Omni, God is omnipotent. God is all-powerful. That's the name of Krishna. That's the name of God. So God is one without a second. He is the Supreme Person. He doesn't actually need a name like we do. But He has many, many names according to His qualities and pastimes. Every name signifies either some quality of Krishna or some activities or pastimes of Krishna. One name of Krishna is Gopinath, right? Gopi means the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, and Nath means the Lord. So Krishna is the Lord of the Gopis. Krishna is also another name of Krishna is Ram. What does Ram mean? Ram means the giver of supreme pleasure or the supreme enjoyer. Who is the supreme enjoyer? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, His name is Ram. So in this way, Krishna has many names. And here it is said that in all the names of Krishna, Krishna has invested His entire potency. Nija sarva shakti tatra arpita. Arpita means, arpan means what? Offer, invest, repose. So Krishna has invested, or Krishna has imposed all His qualities into His names, which signifies if the quality of the person is there, that means the person is there. Right? If all the quality is there, then doesn't it naturally imply that that is the total personality? So in this way it has been indicated that all the qualities of Krishna have been invested in the holy name. Therefore, this name is not different from Krishna. The personality has two aspects. The personality, a personality has his form and the personality has his quality. They are interrelated. Now Krishna looks like a human being. Krishna's form is like human being. But what makes Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is the difference between our form and Krishna's form? Our forms do not have all the qualities. We have limited qualities. Tiny little qualities. But Krishna has absolute quality. That is what makes God, God. Can you lift a hill? That's what somebody, when somebody came and told that such and such person is God, Prabhupada said, I challenge you, God. You go and tell him to lift the table and on his little finger and keep it holding for 7 minutes. So he went to that so-called God and told Bhaktivedanta Swami sent you a challenge. That he asked you to lift this table and hold it on your hand, finger, on your hand for 7 minutes. He said, how is it possible? So then he could understand that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill on his little finger of his left hand and kept it holding for 7 days. So if you are God, then at least lift this table. And if you can't, then don't claim that you are God. So that is what makes Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his potency. Krishna is omnipotent, Krishna is omniscient. Krishna knows everything. Krishna is omnipresent. These are actually the qualities of Krishna. Even in English, we are acquainted with these qualities of God. So, anija sarva shakti is tatra arpita ni tatra arpita. The entire potency has been invested in this name. Each single name has Krishna's total potency, entire potency. Therefore, each name is non-different from Krishna. Is this point clear to everybody? I'm going to ask you questions at the end of the class. I'm going to stop the class in 5 minutes and I'll leave 20 minutes for question and answers. First, I'll give you a chance to ask questions. And then I'll ask you questions. Right? So, Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna himself. Any name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna himself. So this is the first point that has been made in this verse. And next line is tatrarpita niyamita. Tatrarpita is the first word, means invested. Arpita means offered, invested. All the qualities of Krishna, all the potency of Krishna is in his names. Therefore, his names are non-different from him. And niyamita smaranena kala. There is no restriction of time, place and circumstances in chanting the holy name. The holy name you can chant any time, anywhere, and anybody can chant. In the Vedic culture, the society, the structure was very, very strict. Like only the brahmanas could chant the mantras. Only the brahmanas could worship the Supreme Personality of God. So it was very, very strict, and the restrictions were very strict. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? He gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and anybody can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What to speak of Brahmana in the age of Kali? It is said that everybody has become Sudra or worse than a Sudra. So that is our situation. We have become so degraded. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he has given us the prerogative. He has given us the opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord. This is the Maha Mantra, and we are able to chant this Maha Mantra and derive spiritual benefit. In other ages, to achieve spiritual benefit, one has to gradually be elevated from one level to another, and then come to the supreme position of pure devotional service. And it was very, very rare. Like through different species, through different transmigration spiritual evolution, one used to come to the Brahminical platform. From Brahminical, then Brahminical, and coming to the Brahminical platform, they used to get the ability to perform spiritual activity. And by achieving the ultimate perfection of spiritual involvement, one used to become a devotee. One used to get the opportunity to become a devotee of the Lord. That is how rare this opportunity was in other ages. But in this age, what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has allowed anyone and everyone to chant the holy name. So there is no consideration of qualification for chanting. Even the lowest of mankind can chant the holy name, although it is the highest spiritual activity. To be a devotee of the Lord is even beyond the Brahminical platform. Transcending the Brahminical platform, one comes to the platform of a pure devotion or Vaishnava platform, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is how rare this opportunity used to be. But it has become available to anybody and everybody today. And not only that anybody and anyone and everyone can chant the holy name, but one can chant the holy name in any condition. Like generally the mantra, in order to chant the mantra, one has to become purified. To chant mantra or to perform any spiritual activity, one has to have his bath. One has to take his bath, purify himself, and then get involved in the activity. But the holy name one can chant in any condition. Generally, spiritual activities has to be performed in a certain way, sitting in certain postures and so forth. But the holy name of the Lord you can chant even lying in your bed. So that is the meaning of the word Niyamita Smaranena Kala. There is no consideration of time, place and qualification for chanting. In this respect, there is a very nice example with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the toilet and he was biting onto his tongue with his teeth. And everybody was surprised why Mahaprabhu was biting onto his tongue. With his teeth he was biting on. And then Mahaprabhu said, see, I was in a dirty place, I was in the toilet. But my tongue was chanting the holy name even in the toilet. So therefore I am biting onto it. Then there was a 5-year-old boy called Gopal. So Gopal asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that if the time comes for one to leave his body in a dirty place, should he chant the holy name or not? Mahaprabhu said, I learnt a big lesson from Gopal today. The holy name can be chanted or should be chanted anywhere without any consideration of the place. And from that time, this little boy Gopal, 5-year-old boy Gopal, became known as Gopal Guru, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his spiritual master by teacher taking the lesson from him. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mama. My dear Lord, you have bestowed your mercy in such a way, such a wonderful way. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mama. But durdaiva midrisham iha janina. But it is my misfortune. What a misfortune that I haven't developed any attachment to the holy name, to your holy name. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the second verse is describing the qualities of the holy name, and he is at the end, and he is pointing out about his inability, representing us, displaying our condition. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that you have bestowed your mercy in such a wonderful way, but I haven't developed any taste for the holy name, any attachment to the holy name. Okay, Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
Are you allowed to trick people into chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes.
And if we are, to what extent can you take that?
Yeah, very good point. Can we trick people to chanting the holy name? Yes. Because somehow or other make one chant the holy name. By chanting the holy name, he will derive inconceivable spiritual benefit. Like for example, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes in Navadvip, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an encounter with the magistrate of the place, who was a Muslim, and who tried to stop the chanting of the holy name. And in course of their discussion, he took the name of Krishna. And when he took the name of Krishna, saying, why are you calling Krishna, Krishna all the time? Mahaprabhu was very happy. Oh, you took the name of Krishna. Very good. Now you have become free from all your sinful reactions. Another time, one soldier, Muslim soldier, during that time, he jokingly told people that you are calling Hari Hari as if you are stealing something. Hari also means to steal. So you are stealing. And when he said, while expressing that word, stealing, when he say uttered the name Hari, he developed some ecstatic symptom and he couldn't stop chanting. He just kept on calling Hari, 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 Hari. So this is the potency of the holy name. Therefore, somehow or other make them chant the holy name. Just as while we are distributing books, somehow or other we make them even touch the book. Because we know by touching Srila Prabhupada's books, they'll get some spiritual benefit. What to speak of buying the book and reading the book. Naveen, you have a question?
Just a question at the back.
Oh yeah, okay.
In one of Krishna's names was Makhanjo. Could you explain to me why he did that?
Makhan means butter, and chol means thief.
Why did he steal?
Why did he steal? Yeah. That shows that when Krishna likes it, then he will go out of his way to get it. So when your heart becomes soft as butter and tasty and pure as butter, then Krishna will come and steal it. Yes?
Maharaj, you said there are no hard and fast rules for chanting.
Yeah.
But isn't that contradictory? Because in the morning we say there are 10 offenses to the holy name. Even in relation to Michael's question, can we trick people into chanting? It says, once you don't give up those holy names.
Very good.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Did everybody hear the question? Okay. At the back, did you hear the question? Okay. You can't hear because you're so loud. Okay, look, I'm sorry. The question is that you say that there's no hard and fast rules in chanting the holy name, but at the same time, we know that there are 10 offenses to the holy name. You get it? Like, there are offenses to the holy name, but at the same time you're saying there is no hard and fast rules. You see, this no restrictions means no restrictions for time, place, circumstances, etc. for chanting the holy name. That means anybody at any time, in any condition, at any place can chant the holy name. But the holy name itself has consideration. Like, the holy name is Krishna himself. But if there is offense to the holy name, then it doesn't become holy name. It is just sound vibration. But the sound, Krishna, becomes Krishna only when there is no offense. So chanting that name, there is no restriction.
So then Maya bodies, they chant Hare Krishna as well.
Yeah.
So
they are not chanting the Hare Krishna. They are not chanting the holy name. They are chanting Hare Krishna. But they are not chanting holy name. They are chanting the offenses to the holy name.
So then we say that we should chant and hear, and sometimes we say we should just hear the sound vibration. Should just chant and hear. So,
okay, I'll give you an example. You know, say I'm calling Ravi, right? With an understanding that Ravi is a person and he is in this room. Or he is there. Now even if I am looking at that direction and say Ravi, Ravi will respond. Isn't it? Won't you, Ravi? But if I kind of express, you know, in a certain way that I am angry with him, I am offensive to him, then will Ravi respond? If I just, Ravi is this, Ravi is that, then he is okay, Maharaj. So, Krishna will respond to the holy name. When the name is chanted in a proper way with due love behind the chant. But if the offense is there, like if we are offending Krishna, then Krishna won't respond to the name chanting of the name.
But then this brings you back to Michael's point about if you're on the street or you're at school and someone says, what are you doing? Or what are you, and you try and trick someone to say the word Krishna.
Yeah.
They don't have knowledge
but
of the person.
They may not have the knowledge, but they're not committing offense. Not to have the knowledge is not an offense. You get it? That is innocent. They're chanting without knowing, that is innocent chanting. But offensive chanting is, innocent chanting is neutral. Offensive chanting is negative. From neutral point, you can go to positive chanting. So that's why the benefit is there. But negative chanting is not going to give you the positive result.
In the ten offences, it says that you should...
Can you say it a little louder?
In the ten offences, it says you shouldn't spread the glories of the holy name to an atheist.
Yes. That is the ninth offence, that you should not reveal the glory of the holy name to a faithless person. Because a faithless person means an offensive person. Right? So because he is offensive, if you describe to him about Krishna, then he'll become even more offensive. Therefore, avoid it. Avoid.
But if we're preaching, then how do we know if they're faithless?
Prabhupada said, for the sake of preaching, we sometimes risk the ninth offense. Risk committing the ninth offense. And Krishna understands that. But if someone is offensive, you realize that you're preaching to somebody who is offensive, what do you do? Do you continue to hammer him? No. You leave him. Yeah, you have a question?
If you unknowingly commit offense for Shanti, are you okay?
Yes, unknowingly you can, if you commit an offense, it's not that bad. But the thing is, when it is unknowingly done and you realize that it is an offense, then what do you do? Right? Then you don't commit that offense. Yes?
In the class you said that Krishna is the most important name. And but we find the name Hare comes up mostly in the Maha Mantra, more than the name Krishna.
Very good.
So
very good point. Krishna is very important of all the names. But Radharani is more important than Krishna. Therefore, Hara or Hare is there 8 times out of 16 names. That shows how important it is to approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Because Radharani is so dear to Krishna that if you can win the favor of Radharani, you got it. Yes?
Could you give any tips? Getting more taste for the holy name. Like anything that could help you so you get more taste and try the holy name.
Yeah. You see, the taste will be when you are able to relish it. Right? When you're getting the taste, like you are hungry, but you're jaundiced. Your hunger is there. But will the food taste good to you? And as a result of that, you don't actually have the appetite. You don't really have, although you didn't eat, you don't have the appetite. But your fever is gone, your disease is cured, then automatically you develop the taste. That is, you take the food and it tastes good. Then you want to eat more and more. So similarly, we have to develop the taste for chanting the holy name by chanting itself. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada also is saying that the way you will be able to appreciate the holy name by chanting the holy name. By chanting and chanting and chanting, our materialistic disease will be cured. And when the disease is cured, then our test buds will become active. So keep chanting, and that's how we'll get the things. And once you get, you see, like there are different stages. First stage is inattentive chanting, offensive chanting. But this offensive chanting will cause the anarthas, the undesirable impediments to the chanting. But when this anartha nibritti, when the anarthas, that undesirable things will disappear, then one will become steady in chanting. After anartha nibritti will come the nishtha. And from nishtha, when comes the ruchi or taste. When you get the taste of the holy name, see, first of all, the offenses or anarthas are removed. Then you become fixed up in chanting. Otherwise, it's a effort. Like yesterday somebody said, chanting is boring. But the thing is, when you get the taste, due to the removal of the impediments or anarthas, then the taste will come. And once you get the taste, then you will want to have it more and more and more. So from ruchi will come ashakti, attachment. The attachment will lead to experiencing of transcendental emotion towards Krishna. Bhava. And the bhava then will mature into prema or love. And once you develop that love, yes, you achieved it, you got it. Then you will want to have millions of tongues to chant the holy name. You will feel, why one tongue? I wish I had many, many tongues to chant. That's what Rupa Goswami is saying. Tunde tandavini bitanute tundavali lampai. I wish I would have many, many tongues. Karna krura karam vini bhatayate karna dute prasthita. When the holy name enters through my ears, I wish to have millions of ears to relish this holy name. So that is how it will happen when we develop our love for Krishna. Yes. Okay. So, everybody understood the class today? And everybody remember that Krishna is in his name? And if you are chanting the holy name, then you are having the association of Krishna. Okay. I know many of you have questions, but there's going to be a question-answer session. So we can deal with those questions also. Time is already 9:10, so I'll stop. Hare Krishna. Gaurav.
Very words from Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.